Welcome to TMI, There's More to Iowa, where we discover what makes our corner of Iowa a great place to live, work, and play. I'm Dan McHugh, your host. Thank you for listening. Today we'll speak with Rachel Bly. Rachel Bly works at Grinnell College and serves on the Grinnell City Council for Ward 3. Rachel, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Sure. I moved to Grinnell in 1989, actually, to go to Grinnell College, and then kind of never left. Not completely true. I did leave for a few years after college, but ended up coming back and making this my home. So I have worked at the college for almost 30 years and served on the city council. This will be my fifth term. I just got elected
too. Good for you.
So yeah, it's been really fun. I'm involved in lots of other community activities. Raised a kiddo here who's now in Chicago.
Yeah.
And made this place my home.
Yeah, doing the full Iowa, the full
Yes.
What's one thing that people would be surprised to learn about the work that you do?
So I'll answer for both things, little bit on both. I think for city council, it is the crazy number of things we get to learn about. We have four committees. I sit on public works and planning, and then there's also finance and public safety. Mm-hmm. But the things that we get to learn about, the sewers, the water treatment plant, the water plant, the public safety stuff, the economic development, it is incredible. Who knew, 20 years ago that I would know as much about sewers and lead pipes and things like that than I actually do now. So that has been the most interesting and the most surprising. I think folks don't realize how much we really are privileged to know about how the city works.
Yeah. Is there one project that really stands out for you where it's like, well, I didn't know about that, but now I know a lot?
One of the things that we're working on right now that has been really fascinating and a really neat project, or really intense project to work on, has been the lead service lines.
Yes.
And just that, not only, I mean, we have been concerned about it locally for a long time, but the fact that there's also now federal concern and state concern, and that has translated into some money for some small towns.
Wonderful.
So that we can actually do the work we've wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah.
And sidewalks on top of that. I'm a big sidewalk person.
Same.
And so I do a lot of walking around town, and I do, I think that's really important. And we've done something that not a lot of cities do, where when we're doing a street project, we now build sidewalks into that. So if there's existing sidewalks, it's fixing and widening them. If there's not, it's putting them in. And that just, it's good practice and it's good policy to do all of, when you're ripping up the street anyway,
right,
let's do it right, you know? And so lead lines is sort of the same thing. Like, when we're ripping up things anyway, let's do it all. Let's be really thoughtful. Let's give homeowners the opportunity to utilize that time to do some of those things too.
Yeah. For you, lead lines, as you mentioned, there is a health concern, and mm-hmm. so that's really important to help make sure that people have that access into their home for clean water. Sidewalks, tell me a little bit more about that. Why are sidewalks so important to any city, particularly Grinnell?
Yeah, I think safety is a big thing, especially with children. We have a lot of kids and we have a lot of schools that are kind of all over the city. And some of that will change with the new school being mm-hmm. built. But just getting folks places safely, and not all of our roads are super wide either. You know what I mean? We have some really great wide roads, but not all of them are. And we have a very walkable community. We have a very a community that's focused on health. And so, I think when you add all those things together, having sidewalks to make not only health things like being healthy possible, but transportation, like walking is transportation for mm-hmm. many people.
It is. So
making sure that that's safe as well, that we are keeping our entire community safe through that access point.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for leading the charge there with both lead pipes and sidewalks.
Yeah.
Related to what we've been talking about, what's one thing you wish people knew about you and your work?
Mm. Well, it's sort of, when I was thinking about this, was thinking more about the college. which is funny because I didn't really think about city council for that.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. You can go that direction.
Well, yeah. And maybe I'll do a little bit of both. I think what I would say about what I wish people knew about city council, since we kind of went down that direction, was that everyone is welcome. Like, we so rarely have people at our meetings, and that makes me sad. Like, we are welcome. We welcome people to come and to ask questions and to listen to what we're talking about, not only at our full meetings, but at our committee meetings. I think a lot of people may watch a full meeting and think, well, they don't do very much. They don't talk about things. They don't argue about anything. And in reality, that's because the committee meetings are where the meat of the work is done. And so that's when we are arguing and talking and learning more things and putting things on the tabling things so we can get more information and all of those kinds of things. And those are open meetings. And so folks really can see the work of the city in a really amazing way.
If someone wanted to attend a committee meeting, public work, the four, remind me of the four committees.
So finance, public works, public safety, and planning.
If someone wanted to attend one of those meetings, how would they go about that?
You can look on the city website for the schedules. Usually finance is, I believe, 8 o'clock on the Mondays. So council meetings are the first and third Mondays of every month. Finance is usually at 8 a.m. on that same Monday. We meet, the committee meetings are the same weeks as the council meetings.
Yes.
And then we do public works at 4:45, public safety at 5, and am I doing that right? No, sorry, 5:30. And planning at 6:15. So basically they're stacked one after another. And they rarely last 45 minutes. I just would like to be clear. but they're just sort of stacked one. And then the full council meeting starts at 7.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And they're all held in either in the council chambers or in the room right next to the council chambers.
And remind us, grinnelliowa.gov.
Yep.
And council meets where in Grinnell?
Council chambers are on the top floor of the city offices, which is on 4th Avenue.
Okay.
I don't know the address off the top of my head. 4th, that seems right.
Okay. Very good.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to go to one of those. Maybe our listeners will
know. There we go.
There you go. What's one thing that people sometimes get wrong about, whether it's your community, Grinnell City Council, or Grinnell College?
I think I sort of thought about that one very generally, in that I think sometimes some people think that small towns in Iowa are boring, you know, that there's not a lot going on, that you have to go to Des Moines or Iowa City to have fun. And I just think that is so incredibly not true in Grinnell. There is so much going on. We have arts. We have a vibrant arts community with all kinds of classes. We have the Makerspace, which is amazing.
Incredible.
We have all kinds of recreation stuff. We have classes. There's health, lots of health opportunities and things to do. Music. Oh my gosh, so much music. And the college plays a part in all these things too. Like it is additive to all of the things that the town does.
Yes.
But between the two, we really have a really active community, and people are very involved in things. So like there is never a sort of a, so many people are involved, and so many people have made their passions real here, and the community is very supportive of that. So I think we're very unique in that way.
Agree. Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll learn about some of Rachel's favorite hangouts. You're listening to TMI, There's More to Iowa.
Life's better when you're under our roof, because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Dan McHugh, agent at McHugh & Associates, LLC, 641-752-6222 today. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to TMI. There's More to Iowa. Today, we're speaking with Rachel Bly, Grinnell City Council member and staff member at Grinnell College. Rachel, describe Grinnell in one word.
Vibrant.
Yeah. Tell me more.
Yeah. We have so much going on. I live downtown in a loft and I can hear it. You know what I mean? Like we have, I can hear the music in the park. I can hear, you know, the people walking and talking and singing and all the things. I can hear people going in and out of the Postels and the Arns, you know, the Arns Fitness Center over there. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean, it's just I see people going in and out of restaurants and stores and things like that. So I think we have a lot going on. And yeah, that's how I would describe us.
Yeah. And why do you think it's so important? It sounds like you appreciate that Grinnell is vibrant. To you, why is that important to have a vibrant community?
I think it keeps us alive, and it I think it allows for everyone to take part in a wide variety of things and see the world. We have a lot of things where sort of the world is brought to us here in a way that a lot of small towns don't have. And a large part of that is because of the college. So I want to give credit where credit is due, but also it is our community and what they bring to the table. And I just think we are so supremely lucky. Not everyone has the ability to go to the city every weekend or to, you know, to fly off to other locations. And the fact that we have so much within our community that anyone and everyone can take part in. There are very few things that happen in this community that you even have to pay for.
Right.
Yeah, and that is pretty incredible. So yeah, I think that is, that's pretty amazing that we have those sort of opportunities that can shape people's lives.
Totally. Very good. When you have a guest visiting from out of town, what's one place that you're sure to take them?
On a walk. This is a big thing that I always do when folks are visiting, is going on a walk through the community, seeing the downtown, seeing the college and the cool buildings there, walking through the beautiful neighborhoods that we have, going out to Arns and doing the walking trail, just walking out a little on the edge of town and seeing the beauty of the surrounding area. So I always take people on a walk. So
create, for our listeners, Theater of the Mind, create a 30-minute walk through Grinnell.
Well, usually we start with downtown, talking about some of the businesses and the cool stuff happening there.
Yes.
Then go over through Central Campus and kind of look at some of the cool things
at the college.
And then
Not to interrupt, but Central Campus would be one landmark that you'd be like, oh.
I think right now, HHSC, the new, relatively new building with the glassed in, where they glassed in the old ARH building.
Yes.
It's just so stunningly beautiful.
It is.
And so that's where I really want people to see.
And open to the public,
And
right?
open
like
to the
people
public,
could
absolutely.
Just come walking on. And,
as is the JRC, which is where our dining hall is. And anyone can come eat in the dining hall.
Joe
it's fabulous.
Rosenfield
at the Joe Rosenfield Center. Yeah. So usually from then, kind of head through the neighborhoods towards Arns Park to the edge of town, do a little loop, and then out. I usually go out Penrose and then down 16th because I think it's fun to sort of see that area there and come up to the golf course.
Yep.
We have a beautiful golf course and down around and then over by the high school. You know, so walk all the way down and around there because, again, you get to see some different neighborhoods.
Yep.
The high school is, you know, it's nice out that direction. And then to the hospital.
Yes.
So you can show off our fabulous hospital and then back down Fourth Avenue.
Well,
home.
And the trail that follows south.
Yep.
Of the
you
high
can
school
go that
under
lovely
the
little trail.
Highway 6 Vida. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. So that's sort of my sweep of the city.
I like it. And that's ambitious to do that walk.
And then I love to visit the downtown businesses and restaurants and things like that. So Prairie Canary is probably my particular favorite.
Well, there we go.
I'm a salad person and I love their salads.
So tell me about their salads.
They just have fabulous salads, super fresh ingredients, not too much dressing. I'm not a big dressing person.
Yes.
And lots of added extras, you know, like the fun cheeses they put on and the fruit. I like fruit on my salad and, you know, just and they try some new things every now and then. And so I really appreciate that and a good salmon.
Salmon on set, right? Then you got you got the sweet, the savory, a little bit of protein.
Yeah. And, I mean, we have great restaurants. We're very lucky, and I think we have a lot of great restaurants downtown, and I go to all of them. But that would be my particular favorite because of the salads.
That's a good choice. That's a good choice. What's another happy place for you here in Grinnell?
So I've mentioned walking, and so the Arons walking path is probably a place that, you know, I've had more deep conversations, thoughtful times. Biking, I bike out there a lot.
Yeah.
So that's a happy place that I have. But also living downtown, just being in my own loft with the windows open is a happy place. You know,
do you feel like you're the bird on a wire?
I totally do. And it is, I probably shouldn't admit this, but it is shocking how much you hear from the street. Like when I've lived in my loft for almost 25 years now. And when the bakery used to be there,
Danish maid
used to be there. And, you know, the kids, especially the college students, but other folks would come for the 2 a.m. bakery run.
Yes.
Or early mornings. Mm-hmm. And they would come in the back door because this is how Bill did it, and you'd get your donuts and then you'd walk out the front door. Well, they'd sit on that little curb and have incredible conversations, which I could hear all of in my bedroom window.
Oh, that's great.
And so so just those little pieces of people's lives. Not so I don't get so much of that anymore, but
you're not spilling. No, this is not confessional, right? You're not spilling any tea here, but tea was spilled.
Yes.
There we go. You know, as you think ahead to the coming year and the next 12 months, what's one fearless dream that you have?
I was trying to think fearless, and that I struggle with that a little bit. But I think a dream I have is to increase our population, to bring in more people. You know, we are working so hard on the housing. Mm-hmm. That's something we hear over and over again. We heard it in the Build a Better Grinnell survey. We've heard it in the housing survey we've done, you know, that we need lots of different kinds of housing, but that housing is a struggle here, and schools. And so honestly, we're working on both of those really hard right now. We're getting some new housing. We're finally building a new elementary school.
Yes.
You know, those are exciting changes, and I want it to attract new people. Mm-hmm. I want some of the people who work here to live here. I mean, some do, but I think we have a lot of, I think it's called out commuting or in commuting, in commuting, where we have people who work here but don't live here. And I want to change that.
Yes.
And I just want to, I want people just to live here because it's an amazing place.
Yeah. Tell me a little, I see the same thing with the in commuting, not just here in Grinnell, but
lots of places, many small
communities here between Des Moines and Iowa City. To you, why is it so people are working here but not necessarily living here? Why do you think that it's important to live in the place where you work?
Because I think you can have an impact on your community in a different way if you live where you work. You know, you become embedded in that community in a different way. And if you want more restaurants or you want parks to do things, you know, to go over lunch and eat at a park, you have a say in that. You know what's there. You know what we need. You can participate in the conversations about these things. You can make a bigger change in that community if you live and work in the same community.
Yes. Yes. Let's take our final break. And when we come back, we'll put Rachel on the hot seat, the TMI Prairie Burn, and we'll learn about your favorite bit of Iowa trivia. You're listening to TMI. There's more to Iowa.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Dan McHugh, agent at McHugh & Associates, LLC, 641-752-6222 today. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to TMI, There's More to Iowa. Rachel Bly is on the hot seat. It's time for the TMI Prairie Bowl.
All right.
Rachel, when you go to a potluck, what do you bring?
Either a salad or a dessert or both.
Well, we've learned about the salad.
Yes.
So obviously it's going to be a salad with fruit and some delicious cheese on it.
Yes, that is absolutely true. And some fun dressing. I love to make fun dressings.
Okay. Well, oh, so you make your own dressing.
Yes. I have discovered these shops that have flavored olive oils and balsamic vinegars. They're located in a lot of little places. Oh. I do a lot of little boutique-y towns for girls' weekends and stuff.
Yes.
And so I have a selection of probably about 10 different flavors of olive oil and balsamic vinegar, and I like to make wacky combinations of those into lovely salad dressing.
Rachel, are you saying you might have a problem with balsamic vinegar?
I might.
Okay.
That's
okay. This is a safe space. And of course, you throw in a splash of mustard and then that emulsifies.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some really, you can make a pretty lovely dressing.
Yeah, absolutely. You also mentioned a dessert. So
yes.
What dessert?
I'm a baker, so okay. I love to bake. I love to bake all things. I'm kind of, I would say, known for my Swedish almond cake. I'm of Scandinavian heritage, and
yes.
This is a cake that my mom started making, and I think from my grandma or my aunt. You know, I mean, it's something that's passed down, and it's a really spongy, soft almond cake in a special pan that is just amazing. And so I bring that to a lot of things, and people are always asking for the almond cake.
Well, anytime a cake gets its own pan, what's the name of the pan?
It's a Swedish almond cake pan.
That works. Yeah, my wife, who is Dutch, right, we have a Poffergy pan.
Yes.
And so it basically looks like a golf ball, but 9-inch round and flat.
Yeah.
Except for the spots for the powder juice. Yeah. So just...
It's a sort of half circle. So it's a half shape.
Yeah.
And it has little ridges in it. So you almost get like where you cut the slices.
Oh.
So
So kind of like a bundt cake pan, but different.
Sort of, yeah. And I think you probably could make it in a bundt cake pan.
But it wouldn't be as good.
But no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A friend of mine, her daughter loves this cake. I used to make it for her for birthdays. And she kept asking for it when she was younger as the moon cake. And my friend could not for the longest time figure out what the moon cake was. And she's like, Rachel's moon cake, Mom. And it was Swedish almond cake because it's very yellow and bright.
Yes.
And looks like a half a moon.
And half moon. Yeah.
So.
Very good. Well, I guess that answers the question. If I had a tray of baked goods here, what would you be grabbing first? And be a slice of Swedish
right. Almond
cake.
Is probably my favorite flavor. Chocolate also. Never going to say I'm not a girl that's ever going to say no to chocolate.
Yeah.
But yeah, almond would be sort of my chosen flavor.
If you were grabbing a baked good that someone else made, what are you grabbing?
Oh, anything that looks good. I've got a sweet tooth that's like unstoppable.
You're just glad someone
brought
baked goods.
So I'm just glad someone brought baked goods.
Very good.
This is why I need to walk so much.
It's all becoming clear here. And now we know why you go on long walks, because you know
exactly.
If you stay in one place too long, somebody might overhear. So. Rachel, this is all coming.
Yeah. It is.
I didn't realize this was, you know, TMI is taking on a whole new term in this interview. Movies, books, music. Iowa has so many contributions to pop culture. What's one that stands out for you?
It's funny because I was like, oh, I have to think hard about this question, but I don't. For me, it's the political stuff. It's maybe not a movie, book, or music, but like, being able to be in the middle of the political center of the universe, I believe.
Yes.
Now, less so now than perhaps we used to be, but sort of growing up that way. And that to me shaped who I am and what I expect from politicians and politics and things like that. I would add to that, we have awesome music and arts festivals all over the state. I love to go to Jazz Fest in Iowa City and some of the arts festivals. Hoyt Sherman is a place we go to concerts.
Yeah.
I'm going to mention one fun thing that I also think Iowa does well is that we have some real offbeat things that happen, and Iowans in general are willing to kind of do all kinds of weird things, like yes. people's documentaries, and like we did a documentary on campus a few years ago, The Saints Rest.
Oh yeah.
You know, and yeah. it featured local people. When I was in high school, I lived in Mount Vernon.
Yes.
And Zadar, Cow from Hell, which was a movie about cows taking over. I just know I dressed in a cow costume and sat in the park for all a couple of nights.
So you were an
I was
extra
in the movie.
In Zadar, and it was, the Cow from Hell.
Yes. Iowa just has this culture where this is not seen, like this is seen as perfectly normal. Oh, yeah. I'm going to film a funny film and I'm going to need the whole community to show up in a cow costume and sit in the park. And people just
and
do
people
it.
Did. Final question. What's one thing our listeners need to remember about what makes our communities in Iowa great?
I think they need to remember that there is opportunity. That they may have to look for it a little bit. Not all community, like communication is always a challenge. But there is so much out there. And so much of it is free. You know, not all of it. And, you know, but there is usually a way to do anything you want to do in a community. In Grinnell, we're lucky enough to have the Campbell Fund. So a lot of things yes. that might not be reachable to everyone, that can be used for that. And mm-hmm. we're pretty lucky to have that.
Yes.
But there is like there's so much to do and that's accessible to people. And you just have to find it and look for it. So,
yeah. Well, that's a great way to end. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Well, thank you. This was super fun.
And thank you for listening to TMI, There's More to Iowa. Our producers are Kyle Martin and me, Dan McHugh. Editing by Kyle Martin. Executive producer is Mark Schaefer. Tune in to TMI each Wednesday on KFJB Marshalltown. You can listen to past episodes of TMI wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Dan McHugh. Thank you for listening.